Chapter 3. Arrest. The following night, at the same tavern where Fernand and Danglars wrote their letter, excited guests gathered for Edmund and Mercedes' wedding feast. Edmund wore his best suit and his biggest smile, while Mercedes' eyes sparkled with joy. Everyone agreed that they had never seen such a happy couple. The tavern rang so loudly with laughter that no one heard the miserable moan from the back of the room. Fernand sat with his head hung in despair. "I could not bear to watch," he told Danglars. "You said that our letter would solve everything. But still, Mercedes is about to be married." "Have faith," Danglars said. "I think I hear our plan working now." Just then, 5 soldiers marched into the tavern, armed with rifles. Their captain stormed up to Edmund. "Edmund Dantès," he said, "I arrest you in the name of the law." Mercedes reached to hold Edmund back, but the young sailor simply smiled and stepped forward. "You must be mistaken," he said. "I've never committed a crime in my life." The captain waggled a sheet of paper in Edmund's face. "This letter says otherwise." "Dear sir, it is my duty to inform you that Edmund Dantès, mate of the ship Farron, recently docked at the island of Elba, carrying a letter for the traitor Napoleon Bonaparte." "Who wrote this?" Edmund asked. "Do you deny that it is true?"
"I do not, but..."
"Then you must come with us." Before Edmund could reply, the soldiers grabbed his arm and yanked him away. As they dragged him from the room, he saw the startled faces on all of his guests, except for 2. Fernand and Danglars were smiling. Dark clouds gathered over the docks as the soldiers marched Edmund from the tavern. One of the men thrusted him into a boat, and the others climbed in beside him. They began rowing from the dock.
"Please," Edmund begged, "where are you taking me?"
"See for yourself," one of the men grunted. And then Edmund did. They were headed for a craggy island beyond the bay, from which a stone fortress rose to the soot-black sky. That fortress was Chateau d'If, a grim prison for traitors. Suddenly, Edmund flung himself across the boat, but before he could escape over the side, one of the guards clubbed him over the head with his rifle. Edmund slumped to the watery deck. He lay groaning, too dazed to fight. As the boat bashed against another dock, the guards lifted him from the deck and up some stone steps. Lightning blazed across the sky. Chateau d'If loomed over Edmund in ghastly silhouette. Thunder roared around the old prison's crumbling walls. One of the men leaned over Edmund, his face ghostly white in the glare of his lantern.
"Welcome to your new home," the guard said. The door slammed shut. Edmund was left alone in the dark.